Wilmington is kind of in the center of Normal. Kind of just encapsulated the city and just grew out there, out from there. So Bloomington is very inner city. It's very, it's a lot more run down. It's a lot worse economically. And so in Normal, I guess what I would say I like the most about Normal is that I live almost on the very outskirts of the city. And I grew up just very much of a city girl, but I like being out there and being able to see, like, just beautiful country and just being able to see the sky and stuff. And it's really nice. It's a really great place for family. It's a great family community. All of the schools are right on the street that I live. Like, there was, at one point, all three of us kids, my brother and sister, were all in school together. One of us at the elementary, one at the junior high, and one down the road at the high school. So I think for that, I really like that place as a family community. Mm-hmm. It's a, like I said, it wasn't too exciting, and so I couldn't get in too much trouble, but we also weren't so bored that we went looking for trouble, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's a great place to raise a family, I think. A good one was when I was in Guys and Dolls, and we did the, you know, the strip scene, the take back your meeting scene, and we had these gorgeous, fabulous outfits. We had these really, really cool little, like, corset, black lace things underneath, and then there was this beautiful purple dress that went over it, and it was very fitted, and the whole back of it was just a big line of Velcro, so we could obviously take that off very quickly. Well, the scene worked great because no one ever saw our backs until that happened, except for the night that we were running out all floozy, like girly-like, and that my girlfriend, who was right behind me in line, accidentally stepped on the bottom of my dress as we were running, and it goes, rip, off of my body, and not at the right time, and everyone was just like, I didn't know what to do. So we just stopped and we were like, oh, and she helped me pick it up and helped me put it back on. It was really funny. Oh, but what do, you know? You just keep going. But yeah, that's, you know, people have those, that like naked anxiety on stage. Yeah. So you're just like, oh my gosh, did I get all of my costume on? That was definitely a night of naked anxiety. What keeps me centered? In life, absolutely my family.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's so, especially in this business, I think leaving college and going in, out into this real world, which seems a lot like college, just without school, it's a crazy business, especially in this business. I have to go back to my family, you know? Mm-hmm. They're my roots. They're like where I feel the most natural. And I'm really, really close to both my siblings and my mom. And I talk to them on the phone all the time. Thank God for cell phones. But they're great. And they're so supportive. And it's kind of strange because I'm the oldest. And I'm the first one that's really ventured out on some adventure like this. Some crazy business like this. Because even my parents and the rest of my family have always just kind of stayed very close to home. And so this is a big deal, and they, you know, I miss them a lot, but they're very supportive, and they're just very, very real, people. We've always been very real to each other, and comforting and affectionate. So it's good for me to go back there and visit them a lot. Keeps me centered, and while I'm away from them, you know, I have other things. I just need a balance in my life. I need to read books and do activities that are not theater related, and you know, make connections with people. I just really value that. So. Mm. Mm.